palms thick and calloused, but the knuckles stayed soft, always smelling like cocoa butter too. Itai remembered this about his old man. Once his dad had told him he knew the whole of London like the back of his hand. Wasn't possible, Itai thought. London was calm and organised in comparison. There was no way anyone could learn the labyrinth of wrinkled skin on his dad's hands, or pinpoint the exact spot where pink palm turned into brown wrist. He looked at his own hands now, not so different save a few pale scars of their own. Prone to scraps and scrapes himself, another thing inherited, perhaps. He moved them steadily, gently, snapping dead leaves off the devil's ivy by his kitchen sink. In the window reflection, he caught Josh watching him.
"You can't let it cling to the parts that are dead or dying," Itai told him. "Needs to send nutrients to the parts that still have a chance. That's how they thrive."
He chucked the brown foliage into the bin and turned to face the boy in his doorway, grinning.
"I learnt that growing weed in my ex's basement."
He waited for laughter, but the kid was stoic. His arms were crossed, had been since he'd entered the flat. Coat on, hood up still, though Itai had forced him to remove his trainers in the hall. Funny to Itai. The loose toe wiggling through a hole in the sock hadn't gone unnoticed.